One of those is the more flexible frequencies that can be used. One of the things that allows a terrestrial system to be able to cover a very large area is the propagation of the radiation near the ground. You've undoubtedly heard of the bouncing of radio waves off the ionosphere, for example. Well, the spherical shape of the Earth favors low frequencies that stay close to the surface. A Lorentz sea, a long-range navigation sea, can be used, as it says here, to determine positions up to 300 kilometers from a fixed transmitter. But the frequency has to be rather low for this to function. But also the idea of these low frequency systems really was done to do positioning that didn't have to be to the level of accuracy that we're dealing with GPS. Earth-orbiting satellites, on the other hand, allow the use of high frequencies, and they can, of course, cover the entire planet. Of course, launching such transmitters and, obviously, frequency standards, oscillators, into orbit, that was a pretty tall order in 1957 when Sputnik went up. Some, as it says here, some of the earliest extraterrestrial positioning was actually done with optical systems.